In closing out this CD, I'd like to share with you a couple of my favorite stories. And today, I hope they touch your heart and stir your soul and cause you to think a new thought. One of the things I've benefited the most from my career is my knowledge of the crease in the piece of paper. So I want you to take out a piece of paper and fold it, just like I'm doing right now. Just fold it in half. You see, our brains work a lot like this crease. You see, when you were born, God did not give you any thoughts. You had instincts, and people and experiences created your thoughts. So when you were little, someone gave you this thought, and it formed a path, just like this crease in the piece of paper in your brain. And so many times you've heard a thought, the more times you've heard it, so the more times people said the same thought to you, that crease got stronger and stronger. Now, eventually it became a path in your brain and the thoughts followed it, and later it was a road, and then it became a full-fledged interstate. Eventually, this crease of paper, when folded enough times, I can drop it to the floor and it will crease automatically back on itself. Well, that's kind of how our minds work. Those thoughts that are in those creases can be good thoughts or bad thoughts, but we're really a product of what we've been told. Now, let me just prove this concept to you. First of all, most of you, I think, listening to this probably can drive a car. So how many of you have driven a car for maybe an hour? I would say most of you. And most of you have driven a car for an hour. How many of you have done so and not remembered the trip? Well, most of us, we kind of get in our car and somehow miraculously we arrive at its location and we don't even really remember getting there, and we maneuver our car through rush hour traffic. So how on earth does this happen? Well, it's a thought pattern. Now, if a thought is so powerful that it can take you through rush hour traffic without conscious thought, then what kind of thought patterns are buried deep inside of you that are controlling your full potential, the reason you're here, the reason you were born, your whole purpose? Maybe you were raised in an environment where people said wonderful things to you, and it created these great creases. And those wonderful things might be like, I love you. You're going to do great things with your life. I believe you can do anything if you're willing to work hard enough and pay the price. Man, you are special. God has sure blessed you. You're going to do amazing things with your life. Man, I'm lucky to have you in my life. I love you so much. You are terrific. Try out for that team. Don't worry about what other people think. If you fail, no big deal. Just get back up and try it again. Wow, if I ever get a hold of a girl that's her predominant thought pattern, she grabs a hold of a Mary Kay opportunity, well, chances are she'll soar. Well, the truth of the matter is we're a product of both good and bad, because the opposite can be said as well. And that thought pattern may not be nearly as positive. You may have been told things in your life like you're stupid, or you're slow, or you're dumb, or people like us just don't have stuff like that. I don't know who you think you are. Just don't get above your raisin. Why can't you just be happy with what you got? Why, you're never going to amount to nothing. You're never going to be good enough. You never can do it perfect enough. Well, the truth of the matter is that those are not God-given thoughts. Those are thoughts that somebody imposed upon you. In my Bible, it says, He created me in His image and for abundance. And you know what He created for you in abundance too, and that you were destined to do something wonderful with your life. But I also know that sometimes we have to change those creases in the piece of paper to make that happen. Now, what happens to us many times is that the people who gave us those creases are people we love, and they actually love us. And so then we end up getting very confused. We think, well, if I reject those thoughts, even though I know they're wrong, somehow I'm rejecting the person who spoke them to them. And I know that person loves me, and I love that person. Well, I believe it's very possible, because my friend Pat Pearson taught me so, that you can love a messenger and throw away the message. Just in a very fun, light, and innocent way, I have to tell you an example of what I'm talking about. I love my daddy. I would die for my daddy. He is the coolest guy. He gave me my work ethic. He's probably one of the best people that I know in the whole wide world. But my daddy has some ideas about things that are different from mine. First of all, my daddy hates to travel. If you ask him, he probably doesn't even quite understand why we have the interstate system, because nobody really needs to go anywhere. And if God had wanted you to fly, he would have given you wings. So he doesn't really get the whole flying thing. And so he's perfectly happy living in Laurel County, Kentucky. He loves his home. He loves his people around him. And traveling is just not in his vocabulary. So he doesn't get very excited when I earn one of these trips around the world. And I've earned like 20 plus amazing trips. And so when I'm calling mom to tell her I'm getting ready to go somewhere fabulous like Russia or Spain or Paris, I can hear my daddy in the background. Don't tell me she's going on another one of those trips. Them people over there, they don't even like us. They're going to kill her. And that plane is going to crash and them kids are not going to have a mommy. I don't understand why she just can't come down here and sit on the porch with us. No, she's got to go traipsing all over the world. Well, I usually just smile. Tell Daddy I love him, and I'll send him a postcard and see him when I get home. It's very possible to love the messenger and throw away the message. It doesn't mean you don't respect them, and it doesn't mean that you don't love them more than life itself. I believe that that $100 starter kit can be a piece of your puzzle, that the experience can help you develop a skill and to put you in contact with the people that can encourage you to help you live a dream that is deep, deep inside you. I think it's very important that you realize that God gave you a dream and you were born with a purpose. And part of the puzzle of life is to figure it out. Somewhere probably in your life, you've had some clues as to what that would be. And it might surprise you right now to find out that I don't know that I can actually say that I think that Mary Kay is your dream. I think it's an amazing opportunity and it gives you a safe place to build that confidence and esteem. To be around positive energy giving people and to develop skills that the world doesn't necessarily give you. Valuable life skills that you're going to need in order to pursue the dream, whatever it may be. Guys, God didn't give your dream to your sister-in-law or to your mommy or your daddy or to your friends. Quit looking around the world and asking everybody's opinion of what you should do. Follow your instincts. Be willing to stand in strong shoes. Be willing to take a stand. Be willing to be the first person in your family that breaks a barrier. Be willing to be that person that stands out from the crowd that has an entrepreneurial lifestyle so that your life doesn't look like everybody else's. Be willing to accept the consequences of such a decision. Be willing to be that person that makes a big difference and follows their dream. In the movie, The Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner plays the main character and he says something very profound to his wife one night as he's trying to make the decision about plowing up the cornfield and building a baseball diamond. And he says these words, "My greatest fear in life is that I will one day become like my father. He played by all the rules and he did what everyone else thought he should and he died and he never lived his little boy dream." And of course, as you know, the movie is how he achieves that little boy dream for his dad by building the baseball diamond. I can only pray that this recording today has helped you to think some new thoughts and to create a new piece for your puzzle. Give the person that handed you this recording a call and tell them you're ready to order that starter kit. In the future, if you happen to see me at a big event, come up and let me know that you've heard this and then give me a big hug, because that'll tell me that it tugged at your heartstrings and helped you think a new thought. If you would like more detailed information about a Mary Kay career, please talk to your Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant, Sales Director, or simply go to www.marykay.com.